Hi, everyone. This is the Muskie Guru. Steve and Jay were supposed to do a podcast today, but Steve lost his mind because the Titans are coming out on Tuesday, exclusively at the Muskie Shop, butternut included.
Hello.
Elmer. Elmer, it's Steve. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, Steve.
I got the best idea ever, though. Elmer, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We make an outer space movie about the Titans.
Well, that's crazy, Steve.
Come on, Elmer.
That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Elmer, it'll be epic. Imagine you're like the Luke Skywalker of the galaxy, right? And you go on a quest for Titans. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, we'll see how that pans out for you. I'm calling your boss.
Looking for Titans, looking for Titans.
Folks, welcome to the Muskie 360 podcast. Jay Bird.
Hey, Steve.
Do you know what I finally get to do?
Drum roll, please.
Finally, after way too long, I get to announce that the Titans are going on sale. Yay! Finally.
Baby.
Finally. So, Tuesday, 10 a.m. They go on sale. All 12 collars. We're getting them sorted out. They're getting the bar tags. They're getting it ready to go. So it has been the debacle of the year, the supply chain, the fun things, waiting on everything in the world. Mm-hmm. I will divulge all the nightmares later, Jay. But the Titan has landed. Titan has landed, which means
that's right.
Probably the most mm-hmm. exciting thing about this is the Elmer video that's coming out this week. So,
yeah.
You know, if you like Bates, that's cool, but there is a sweet Elmer video. No, dudes, I'm going to tell you this much. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the hype. I'm not big on hype, and I'm not big on bullshit. Get it while you can. Limited supply. There's a bunch of them, but it's limited in how many we get. And then the restocking, we've already talked about that. It's going to take for ages. I'm not trying to push you, but I promise you this. There is not a dive and rise bait that does what this does as easy as it does it and as well as it does it. Get it, get it, get it, get it, dig it.
Tuesday, March 22nd, 10 a.m. Central. Anyone listening to the podcast is going to have an advantage in getting what they need for Titans. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're not signed up for them, sign up. I know you guys are sick of hearing it. I'm sick of talking about it, frankly. I'm just excited to hear what you guys do with them when you get them. Going to change the world of dive and rise. I know that's a big statement, but I believe it, and it's true. So way easier, way better, way cool, way awesomer. Get it. I want to know all about it. One thing I'm going to do is I've got some originals, right? Mm-hmm. Huh? You ready for this, Jay?
Hit me.
Prototype Titan contest, boys.
What?
Uh-huh. So.
Please tell me.
You buy it in this week. You buy a Titan. You don't have, you know, maybe if you buy all 12 colors, maybe I might pay more attention. We'll see. But, teasing. Send me a screenshot that you ordered it. And we're going to do at random a giveaway for a handmade Titan by me.
Ooh. Very cool.
So there's not many of them, boys and goys. I've got them. Hold on. What it will be is Jay knows about them. There are colors that they couldn't reproduce, right? Because
yeah.
It would take too long. So Wicked Walleye, a couple other these that are like, way, way different than anything you've ever seen. Hold on. Hanging one up. So I've got ones that I handmade. I did the woodwork on it. We got those freaking things all done and ready to rock and roll. So if you want to win a handmade Titan by me. I'll put my little initials on it so you can prove it to the people that don't care. Hey, this is, people don't care. But nonetheless, I'm going to hook it up. So send me proof that you bought a Titan and we will enter it in there. The cool thing is this, there's nothing different between the ones I make and the ones they make, but you got one that I slaved in the wood shop, Jay. Do you know how many Pepsis it took to, for me to go out to the garage in the cold?
You worked on that thing for a long, long, long time.
Forever. They were, the wooden ones are the biggest pain in the ass to make.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
Like for real, like. I won't even go into it because I can't give the secret sauce, but the Titan is all about math, and math is always right, and the math had to be right, and the math had to be right on a lot of stuff to make one. So, you know, I will give you a little certificate of authenticity, Jay.
That's really neat. I like it.
When you take
I
it
didn't
to,
know you were going to do that. Yeah, I love
me
it.
Me either. I had a couple Pepsis, and I'll... No, I'm teasing. No, I'm not teasing about the Pepsis, but... There's a couple of them that are super cool that no one else will have that I made. And so get you a Titan, get you a couple. Yeah. And one thing I'll say is this, it's a couple people brought up about Titans that I've fished with on the boat that have thrown them and love them. I want to talk about a couple of the color options that we did on these. But first, Jay, I'm overshadowing probably one of the bigger sales of the year.
Yep. So going
Titans,
right now.
Titans drop Tuesday, 10 a.m. Right now, though, if you need a St. Croix rod, guess what, Jay? 10% off.
Ouch.
Right? You can't,
awesome.
You can't put them on sale. Jay can't say it. I can. 10% off.
Big old, sealed.
Big old nets, 10% off.
What about reels, Steve?
10% off.
Really?
Your grandma's pants, 30% off.
What about tackle boxes?
10% off.
All lures?
10% off.
Clothing?
My clothing? Or Musky Shop Apparel,
10%. We're giving away your clothing.
Musky Shop Apparel, 10% off. My clothing needs to be burnt in a fire. So
it needs to be washed.
Oh, my God. I get freaking musky. I literally got musky skank stank all over me right now. It's like... I walked into there's a Dollar General by my place, and I walk in there, and none of these people fish. Oh, this is a funny aside, right, Jay? So I'm just going to tell you, this is the moment in the life of Stephen Ball. So I walk in there, and it's a Dollar General. I go in there to get my Pepsi, get a 24-pack of Pepsi after a long day on the water. And I walk in, and, you know, I'm wearing my bibs, you know, my fishing bibs and all this stuff. Guy goes, black guy, he goes, "Hey, man, what you do? Make duck calls?" I looked at him and said, "That's the most racist thing anybody's ever said to me." He said, "How's that racist?" I said, "I don't make duck calls. That's redneck. I'm a fishing guide." And he lost it because, I mean, they're really not that different. It is kind of, you know, he had a good laugh. I had a good laugh. Here, you look like an idiot with a beard and bib overall coveralls. Of course, it looked like I made duck calls to this guy. I'm an idiot.
And the odor was correct, too.
The odor,
Odor. Yeah. That's probably
when
what,
you got
put it over the top.
Musky poop on your bibs. You know, you're the guy getting them out of the net for these people. Like, you know, you're like, every day. You know, the only nice thing about a skunk day, Jay, is I can go to dinner with the wife without changing clothes.
Ah, sure.
But anyway, but big 10% off, right? That's it.
Yep. Yep, sale ends tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Listen, you want Jody Michaels handmade Live Edge Rustic Musky Coasters? 10% off.
It's a hot seller.
It actually is. My wife makes it. If you've seen this, the decor, if you want to get your wife a musky thing, get them those coasters. She actually makes those all the time. It's ridiculous how many.
Well, they're super cool. I mean, yeah, there's a million uses for it. You know.
She's trying to feminize a few things here. We're working on some decor. There's no musky decor, thank God. But anyway, another thing I wanted to bring up before we get back on my Titan tirade. My boy, my baby-faced Canadian boy, so dear to me, Mike from Waterwolf has dropped the Ratzilla.
Yes, so, and the Grubzilla.
So here's the deal, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Boys. Yes, we got our own Muskie show of going here of shit that's way cooler than freaking people's stupid buck tails. Ratzillas. It is the coolest, baddest big rubber bait that I throw. I love them. I like the toothy tufts as well. If you want something cool, like if you're so sick of like bulldog and Medusa, like every redneck you meet at the bull boat ramp, I'm throwing them bulldogs in them Medusas. Right, Jay?
Right.
Midwest. Hey there, we came from the supper club, and are they eating the bulldog or are they eating the Medusa? Whatever.
What are you throwing? Oh, dog.
Get yourself a toothy tuff. Get yourself a Ratzilla. You got the coolest rubber in town, Jay.
Well, the Waterwolf stuff took so long. Mike did a great job.
They're beautiful.
Really, really beautiful baits.
They do. And so, again, this is like these are what we would call rare baits. And if you want that cool stuff going on, I'm not trying to, like, dude, we don't hackle. On baits or harp on baits until you get this or get that, but it's sort of like cool of like the preseason coolness showing up here. So we got Toothy Tough, we got Ratzillas exclusive to the Muskie Shop in the United States.
Yeah, it's in the United States. Yeah, there yeah, I guess.
I mean, if you're in Canada, you're cold. So what are you gonna do, Jay? So that's going right. on. 10% off. Ratzillas. What?
There's a few left. There's not many.
Just showed up and they're 10% off. The other thing, me and my boy, my baby-faced Canadian boy, Mike, I don't know.
Mikey.
Hey there, Mikey.
Shoot the puck, Steve.
Shoot the puck. He's got this Grubzilla. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Your friend, your confidant, Steve has caught a fish on this thing, and what he's doing is this is like some wicked top water buzzy clacky deal, right? Mm-hmm. Big open water thing. However, it is a slow roller's dream, boys. So if you want to burn it and get some motion, you can get this really crazy top water thing. You can also get this really cool super slow suspend and rip thing. It is a tweaker's bait tweaker's dream. So it's neat. I really like mm-hmm. it. There's a lot going on there. You know, he's working on some other Grubzilla stuff, which just saying Grubzilla is cool in and of itself, Jay.
Yeah, check out the pictures on the website. He's got very unique clacking arm thing on mm-hmm. there. I mean, like you said, that can be tweaked around and stuff like that. Yeah. But they say, I mean, did you try that subsurface too at the, you know,
that's
when you come
saying,
in on the
yeah.
figure eight?
Yeah, just slow.
Cool.
I'm throwing it and letting it sink down and slow rolling it. It's like super mm-hmm. slow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe a little more weight, screw in weight there, and you got this weird, grubby, bladey kind of undulating mm-hmm. thing going on. So cool stuff. Got the Ratzilla. It's got the Toothy Tough. 10% off Muskie apparel. Muskie
yep.
stuff. What else came in? Hog Seekers. Got some Hog Seekers in too. So that's what's going on. Back to the main dish, Jay.
The old Titans.
The Titans.
I am so excited about this. I've been waiting for this week for a long time.
Has everyone else.
I can't wait for Tuesday.
It's super Titan Tuesday. Anyway, a couple things. So I'm just going to go through. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of emails about it because the colors have been up. But just talk about the colors that I came up with and designed for this and what we're going for. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's go for the obvious one here, right? Midnight. It is all black. It is a black tail. It is a black bait. It is back in black, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All black. Now, one thing that's cool, by the way, when you get this bait, it comes with two weights. I should have mentioned this earlier. If you guys don't know this already, you should. It comes with 14 grams and 20 grams. Okay.
What is 20 grams?
What is 20
in,
grams?
In the ounce conversion, I'm not like a half ounce or something.
Yeah,
or?
We're about there. Hold on.
Okay.
Grams to ounces. I work in the metric system because
of your Canadian brothers.
That's about a little under. You know, it's 0.7.
Gotcha. Okay.
And about half an ounce on the 14th. Yeah, I learned, Jay, I will learn the metric system from Canadians or, you know, everybody out there that knows the metric system, you know why you know the metric system. Thank you. Anyway, so there's the black one. It is midnight. It is all black. There's nothing on it. It's driven me nuts for years, Jay. You'll get like a black bait, right? They got to put something on it. They're like, we're going to put, like, Booker, put a little spider thing. No, this thing's black. Just forget about it. It's black. It's awesome. It's the only bait that I know of. There's no embellishment. There's no bullshit. It's black. Jay, what color is this thing? Friggin'
dark.
Black. I don't need fins. I don't need crap. Give me a black bait. This thing's awesome. If you're going to, like, you're going for, like, just no matter where you're at, it's gonna work. That's the one. Okay, on to something more exciting. Jay loves it. Heavy Hitter.
Yeah, I love that one.
Okay,
that's the white-headed one.
Yeah,
right.
So yep. What's going on with this? A lot of the time the muskies on these Titans, you're going to realize when you fish this, other dive and rise baits, they go down and they come up like where you stopped them, right, Jay?
Okay, yeah.
So think about that. So, like, a bait goes down, and then it floats up instead of the backs up. Titans back up from where you pulled them. So they go backwards. So in still water or slack water, you're going to pull that bait down, and it's going to go back from where you pulled it from. Do you know why, Jay? Math. That's why. Math and science. So what happens is a lot of times with dive and rise colors, the only thing that would matter is the belly color, right? Well, with this, these things back up and they turn sideways and they do weird stuff. I really have always loved jailbird stuff, right? Old jailbird patterns. And okay. So what's cool with this is the heavy hitter is like jailbird with scaling with a white head and a big hot orange belly. This is just perfect for stained, nasty water, right? So if you got dark tannic stuff, and I should say muddy or tannic, this just really seems to stand out no matter what. So if you look at things that stand out in stained water, orange stands out, white stands out, black, right? So you've sort of got the combination of a lot of stuff where you got some jailbird, you got a white head, and you got that hot orange belly. So if nothing else is working, that's what that pattern's for, to just absolutely, like, you can get a visual take from a muskie, he's going to be able to see some part of that bait. So some people have been like, why is there so much going on there? It's to at least there's, in regardless of that level of stain, there's something in that bait that's going to stand out, right? Back to something that's a little bit more classic, natural perch. Can't argue for years, love my Suics, don't throw them anymore because I got Titans and it's way easier and I don't have to tune them and they run perfect. But that perch color, just a home run no matter where you go. That natural perch in the Titan is just spot on. Then to something cool. Iceman.
Which one was that? Is that the chartreuse one?
That's why. No, Jay. Absolutely not. It's the
all. Iceman is the all whitish one.
It is all white and silver. This is your shad. This is your tulipy.
Okay.
This thing is a killer. So basically, it is essentially just a big old white belly target, no matter where they're looking at. It is just exposed belly, right? So if you're fishing shad-based stuff, you're fishing some of these bodies of water that have got white-bellied fish, this is your ticket because it's going to cover that territory. High, bright sun, they can see it from a mile away. That is just an absolute Iceman. If you're fishing southern water, you're fishing freaking just anything that negative that has stood out on tough days, the white one. And it's got a little bit of silver to it, some blue embellishment that doesn't matter. It is just a lot of quote unquote belly. back to.
Does that have that kind of? It's got that phosphorescent kind of gleam to it, and when the light hits it just right,
a little bit. It's got a little bit of shimmer to it. Not too terribly much, but enough that it's got a good appeal to it. Yellow Perch. Man, it can't go wrong. So there's a couple where it's like you got to have them. Fire Tiger and Yellow Perch. Those are your Midwest Wisconsin freaking perch based tannic water, any kind of killers. You got to have Fire Tiger. You got to have Perch. If you got Perch, our Perch color we did on this is pretty badass. The Fire Tiger, a lot of green in that on purpose. Right, so you got a hot belly, you got a hot head on it, and a hot belly coming down here, but trying to cover a little bit of pikey territory too with that. So you got a little pikey, Fire Tiger-y sort of Midwestern kind of vibe going on there. Another fun one that I love entirely is Heat Seeker, right? It is black body with an orange head, orange tail. I don't care where you're at. That is my Canadian color. That is the one you will see me throwing on Eagle Lake all summer long this year. I've caught more big fish. That's probably my money bait, that and the black one I throw all the time.
I've seen that color catch fish in the boat,
And I love it. It's got like a metallic, like a sort of a hot rod orange. So like the orange has got a little bit of a metallic because it doesn't matter, but it looked cool. Which is kind of sick. In the same vein, Canadian Crush. Everybody loves Canadian Crush. You got that black orange, but you know, either one of those are going to sort of serve that purpose for your entire Canada stuff. And then we get to a fun one, Brain Damage, which is just, the wife said anybody that buys that color would have brain damage. And that's what it's called.
There you go.
But
that's that white and chartreuse one.
It's chartreuse head, chartreuse tail. Got the white center and a square blocky orange belly. It is meant to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
That thing pulls up fish. I'll tell you when I throw brain damage. When it is high, bright sun, dead, flat, calm, nasty. And I can work that bait really aggressive and get looks on it and get eats. I don't know why, but like, that's what that's sort of made for. If you're fishing stained, muddy, nasty West Virginia creek and water, brain damage needs to be on your radar for that. And then just like high, bright sun, weird. It's just a lot of flash. I mean, if you're a tiger muskie guy, if you're fishing tiger muskies, brain damage, heavy hitter, is going to be in there. And the other one, like just going through them sort of the thing, KY Crush. It is a freaking crappie. No one ever does shiny crappies. I was sick of not having a real looking silvery, flashy crappie. Finally, it is the Kentucky Crush because them things eat crappie.
They sure do.
And there
love
you
go.
Love
that pattern.
Yeah, it looks good.
I love
good.
That pattern.
And and it's meant for fishing around timber, fishing these, you know, if you're in a lake that has crappies in it, man, this is the one for you because it's got a lot of flash. It's got that silver base to it with the reflective tape and all the black little patterns that sort of break the body up for that wounded crappie look. Couple other Titan things here just to talk about them because I want to. So, again, come with both weights, right? What's cool about this, the way we designed, the hooks are not going to foul on the side. You can change the hooks all you want, change the weighting, but you already have the weights in it. So, you're going to go with a Titan and realize, like, with this bait, most people are going to go, oh, I put a weight in or I don't put a weight in it. Out of the package, right? See, both weights are included. Out of the package, you technically have four different weightings. Excuse me, five now. So I'm going to elaborate, Jay. Not four, but how many?
Five.
Five. So because I'm a fisherman's fisherman, and you shouldn't have to buy a bunch of shit to make a bait work. So number one, it comes with 14 grams in it. That's what's screwed in there. You remove these weights with a standard Phillips screwdriver. So there's a stainless steel screw. So it comes with 14 grams. That's a great one to just get a feel for the bait. That is very on par with the rise rate of a weighted Zuik, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
So it dives and it rises and it's a slower rise, but it's not a slow rise. It's just down, up. Okay. You take your screwdriver, you take that weight out. Now you've got unweighted, which is a unweighted dive and rise bait, really going to be killing that top 3 feet, right? Down, up, working pretty aggressive. One thing you'll notice with a tight knit, a really, really, the best way to put it is every time you change weighting in it, it responds well to it, right? It's very amenable to tweaking. So let's go through four of the weightings. I'll tell you the trick one. So it comes with 14 and it comes with 20 grams. So the 20 is going to be a slower. You're going to dive. It's going to be a slow rise up and back. 14 is like a standard dive and rise speed. Then you take it out and there's no weight and it's pretty quick. The other trick is this, is the weight of the screw. So you're going to go no screw, completely open. Add the screw. It'll actually slow it down because there's weight to the screw. Then we have the 14 gram and the 20 gram. So you're going, wow, that's the, and I mean, there's noticeable differences there. So between all those, and if you go from absolutely no insert to the 20 gram insert, the speed will cover anything you'll need. Something I have learned and I've played with for about the last year, which is wickedly good, is both weights, Jay. Right? So this thing will rip down and just hang. And you rip it and it just hangs. So you now have five different ways to fish it.
So about 1 ounce of weight will get that thing dead neutral is what you're saying.
Not completely dead neutral, but it will just hang. Slow fall, slow rise, a little bit depending on if there's movement in the thing. So
the screw's long enough to get them both. To stack them?
Yep, you can stack them both.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
And so you can stack both weights in there and get freaking whatever you want out of this deal. So if it's cold water, I've been fishing water that's in the 40s, and I'm putting both weights in there and just ripping it and just letting it sit. Rip it, let it set. And I'm getting down to 7, 8, 9 feet with this thing.
Huh.
And it'll do just what you want it to do. Now, it's, you know, it's all designed where with no weight, it's far more erratic and it's fast. And all the way, it's slow and lethargic. So as your temps change, so if you got cold water, go with the heavy weight. Go with both weights. And as things warm up, you go to the shallower, more aggressive retrieves with this. And stuff I want to share on this bait for a long time and just getting here is there's no wrong way to fish it. You can reel, stop, and it'll dive and rise no matter how you have it rigged up. You know, it like you literally could take your wife, your girlfriend, or your kid and have them fishing a dive and rise bait in 5 minutes. Right? So if you struggle with dive and rise baits, it's perfect. If you want to get dialed in, this thing's magical where just the slightest bit of play in it, Jay, this thing turns sideways. You've seen that where...
Yeah, I agree.
It turns sideways. You pull it down and let the tension off. That's probably the biggest trick I'll tell you with the Titan is when you rip it or you tap it or you reel it, give it a little bit of leeway. You don't have to give it a bunch of slack or anything like that. Just a little bit of rope, if you will. And it will back out. It will float up and it'll turn side to side. It'll turn at different angles. It might come in and it turns to the right one time. It might turn to the left. It might do it straight. But when you stop moving the bait forward, you're going to get that erratic stuff, right? So you're going to get erratic motion out of it. You're going to get erratic turn off by giving a little bit of slack to let that bait turn and do what it's doing. Another thing that I'll tell you, if you guys are like really into glide baits, the way I fish my Titans primarily is tapping it like I tap a glider. I will go tap, tap, wait, tap, tap, wait. Because I fish gliders so much, it was nice to have a dive and rise bait that could fish the same way. And it will dive. It's the same motion if I was fishing a Hellhound or a Phantom or any glide bait with the same rod angle and the same motion. So I'm not sitting here going, oh, go get another rod out. I got to do all this crap. So I'm getting killer dive and rise action on long rods. That's the other thing. I designed this thing around 9 foot rods. So you don't need to break out grandpa's 6 foot 6 rod to get a good action. That's the whole thing. So you can have that rod down like you're fishing a glider and get killer action with it. Other stuff I wanted to tell about this bait, and I'm sure I'm wearing you guys out. And if you don't care about the Titan, oh well, I'm telling you about it because I've waited a year. So
Yep.
Couple tricks. Oh, we didn't talk about the other one's cool, dudes, is the gold foil one, which is the walleye. It's a gold metallic walleye. I didn't mention that color. If you're fishing walleye stuff, it's bitching. Jay.
Yep, yep, yep.
The replaceable tails, right? So let me grab one off the wall here.
So simple, it ought to be
easy. Bang. Anyway, it should be bad. Again, because I made this bait for myself and not for idiots, and like there was no stone overturned on making this thing awesome. Where like people will make baits and they go, what's the cheapest way we can do it, right, Jay? And I demanded that we put a screw on tail on this because it cost more money, but we did it. Right. So sick. I swear to God, if I ever have to glue a plastic tail back on in the rain, it'll be too soon.
And you have to search for the right glue that works with that particular plastic you're putting on.
Absolute
it's terrible.
Bullshit. So guess what, guys? Yeah. To change the tail, like the most expensive glide baits you've ever seen, the Titan has a screw-on tail thing. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Moving on. It took forever to convince everybody to listen to me and do it and the production end of things. That's how I wanted the bait. That's how I got the bait. So that opens Pandora's box on plastics.
Okay? It sure does.
It comes with a really good-sized grub tail, right? Comes with what you would expect, right? A somewhat, I would say, phantomish size tail of like a 7-inch phantom, right?
Yeah, in ribbon tail,
right? Curly, grubby tail deal. Right. So, the cool thing with this bait is you can change that and it'll run any of them. I've yet to find, unless we got something ridiculous, any standard size plastic. So if you're a Kalins guy, you want to change the color of your bait, your tail out, just screw it on. I run Kalins. I run the factory ones. A trick I like to run are the big long action plastics from Muskie Shop. Those run great on it. You could change the profile of this bait. So a question I've got from guys is like, are you guys making a big one? Right? And so Titan's not small. It's not huge either. You know, it's an 8-inch bait. Right, Jay? I think. Yeah. I should know this.
But so, I think the body's 8 inches.
Right. Yeah. And so it's right in that sweet spot. So I want this to work winter, spring, summer, and fall. And I want it to work in the entire habitat range. But if you need more look in the water, you can add big, long ribbon trailers on this thing and get a long, big profile on it. Right? If you want to shorten things up, you can add these small, like Kalins or a small grub. I've done well with using twin tail grubs, Jay. You know, the little tiny twin tails.
Sure. Yeah.
I'll put those on there and I'll put giant ribbon tails, sort of like what come on the kamikaze chatterbaits or, you know, like bucktail trailers. And you get a bigger, longer profile. The bait can handle them. And it's designed where it's really not going to screw up the action as to what's behind the bait. Because you go, every other dive and rise bait is designed about what's happening on the tail of the bait. Well, the Titan's designed on the front end so you can put anything behind it. So that opens up a couple things. Tricks I have learned because I've been throwing the Titan longer than anyone else because I invented it. Thank you. The end. I'm teasing. Couple tricks. Paddle tails.
Bingo.
You can take, I told Jay this, what, about it 6-7 months ago? You can take like a big sassy shad or a paddle tail and put on the back of this bait and it is wicked.
I remember when
I was freaking out, dude.
You were excited. He was excited. You're like, you're not going to believe this. I put it was one of those salt shakers, those
salt
Walker
shaker.
City salt shaker grubs on the back.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the direct opposite of a ribbon tail, a curly grub. And it's like whole new meaning. And it didn't affect the action negatively in one iota.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. And these are Titan tricks, folks.
Bingo.
And I mean it when I say this shit, and you guys are going to get these baits, you're going to get this guy's full of it, and then you're going to hold crap he wasn't lying. So, with the Titan, when you reel this bait straight retrieve, when you get a bait, or I'm not saying you're assuming you're going to get one, but I hope you do. I don't make shit from these, by the way. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. Everybody at the Muskie Shop knows that too, which is not their fault, and it's not my fault. It's just the way the business is. So, when you reel this bait in, it shudders, right? So a good dive and rise bait should rock, and it has belly roll. The Titan has the most belly roll of any diving rise bait I've ever seen. And I've compared these against bar fighters. I've compared them against all these other baits that are like the cream of the crop, $8 million things. Which I should say this, Jay. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Because people are like, shut up about the Titan, Steve. Right? You're saying this is great bait and all this. So can I should have said this at the beginning. Guess how much this thing cost, Jay. You know, but play along here, right? We've never said it.
I don't think we have.
Never have. The reason I'm not making crap off of it, and the reason I don't care about that, and the reason I just wanted this bait made, is because everything in the musky business is too expensive. Everybody's trying to get you to pay $100 for a piece of plastic or a wood. Mm-hmm. We got this thing where it has replaceable tails, it has replaceable nose pins, it's got the best hardware we could possibly get, replaceable weights, the whole bit. The price of the Titan is $29.99. If that's, like, I got to hand it to Livingston for doing it. Nobody else wanted to do it. Everybody we negotiated with to make this bait, they wanted to charge an insane amount of money because it is a custom bait. And so you're getting, like, badass bait for not crazy money.
A couple other companies you went with approached.
Yeah,
they approached you. The retail was going to be twice as much.
Yeah, if not
twice
more.
As much.
Twice as much.
Oh, yeah, so, we can get 60 for it. No, it can't be $60. That's what you said. That's what we said.
That's what I don't want my face on a package that's freaking $60. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going on my Titan tirade deal with it, folks. I appreciate you turning it off earlier.
No, judging from the amount of emails and questions I get daily at work about it, you
it's
know,
appropriate.
Everybody wants to know this.
So, anyway, here's the deal with this shit. Sorry, God, I can't just keep running my mouth here. Yeah, I'm pulling more Titans off the wall. So the reason the paddle tails work so well, right? And I just told you guys what's cool about the Titan is you can rip it and get it sort of neutral, right, Jay? Might rise a little bit, might fall a little bit, depending on water conditions, stuff like that.
Yeah, if you stack the weights, yep.
Right. And so I figured out something kind of ridiculous.
What's that?
And I've got the client fish in the boat and my own fish to sort of just knock this out of the park for me. So if I put a paddle tail on this thing and I throw it out and straight retrieve it, it's a swim bait. So, Jay, you fish Titans, you fish a prototype. Because of the unique line tie, the thing rocks when you're reeling it. So now you put a paddle tail on this thing that has belly roll and a swinging tail. You straight retrieve it, and it is a freaking dive and rise swim bait that you can stop, and instead of falling like a Poseidon or a swimming dog, it will float back up. So if you put a big paddle tail on the back, it makes the nose of the bait wobble even more. So if you straight retrieve a Titan, you guys will see this. You're going, dive and rise baits don't wobble. You'll go, oh, he's not lying. It wobbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you've seen it, Jay, where the bait rocks back and forth. So when you rip the bait down in a normal dive and rise thing, a Suic or other diving rise baits, they're a stick that goes down, right? The Titan, as it's being ripped, rocks side to side, right? So it vibrates going down. It's going side to side and down and then floats up side to side. So the bait's always turning side to side. You put a paddle tail on this thing and throw it out and straight retrieve it. Now it rocks like a Poseidon. It has a swim bait motion. It's got a swagger to it, which is another neat way to fish it. What I'm trying to get at is this is like, you know, you could throw this out with just the stock tail that comes on it, or you get a paddle tail, and you can throw this thing out and straight retrieve this dive and rise bait, and it will catch fish, and I've done it, because it's got enough motion. Which brings me into the crazy thing about what do we do, and a question we've always had, Jay, about dive and rise baits. What do you do with a dive and rise bait beside the boat? Traditionally, you just sort of banging around and hope, right? The Titan wobbles enough, you figure eight this like a crankbait. Don't try to work this like some jerk bait beside the boat, because you guys know there are jerk bait fishermen go, the catch percentage of fish beside the boat sucks on jerk baits.
It does.
So when you're done, when you're that old adage of like twitch stuff with a crankbait away from the boat, when you're in the last 10 feet of your retrieve with a Titan, start straight retrieving it like a crankbait. It will wobble. You will see it wobbling. You can feel it wobbling. And when you figure eight this bait by the side of the boat, it vibrates like a crankbait. because the bait's never at rest. So it's always self-correcting and always fighting itself because why, Jay? Math, right? I did the math. So the way the line tie is designed, because it's never been done on a dive and rise bait or any other bait other than heavy trollers, is this bait is self-correcting and fighting its own buoyancy. So it's going to rock like a crankbait and shudder. So you're going to convert more dive and rise fish, period, because you can actually do something with this thing. So you get it in the last 10 feet, go into straight retrieve like a crankbait, reel it in, get it to the rod tip, and just do what you do with the crankbait, and you will feel this thing shuddering and shaking and putting off enough vibration to trigger fish boat side that way. And so I was so sick of moved, because think about it, Jay, it's like these negative neutral fish on a dive and rise bait, a lot of times they need more time to convince them, right? And then you end up with them boat side and you got no move. So that's what's cool with the Titan.
Right, the moves run out.
And
I've used this thing. I've caught muskies. I've caught some very, I don't know, I think I've told you, I've caught some really nice pike on the Titan this fall.
Yeah.
Buddy came up, he likes to pike fish, and we went to a pike-only lake, and so I broke out the muskie gear, and I threw Titans all day, and I got a couple low to mid 30-inch pike, which is around here really good.
Yeah.
It was any different than muskie fishing when I was doing that. But yeah, the ease of bringing that bait in, and I mean, I treat it like a bucktail. It's that simple when you start your figure eighting.
I'm not in, dudes, you guys listen to the podcast enough. You know, we're not beating you over the head. We're just being honest. And this is the stuff I want to tell you forever. And
no,
we're
just doing it. Yeah. My practical experience with it.
It's literally like, it sounds like, ooh, this is so, it is flat out. I'll tell you why I made this bait. When you get clients on the boat and you say, do you guys fish dive and rise baits? They look at you and they go, we fish some. They don't have confidence. And if a customer doesn't have confidence in what they're doing, they're not going to catch a fish. All the other dive and rise baits are hard as hell to work and they're tricky or super expensive. That's why I had to fix it. Could go, all right, here you go, Ethel. Here's 60-year-old Ethel, the school teacher who caught, this is no shit. Her name's not Ethel, but I have a freaking retired school teacher who'd never caught a muskie before. Her first fish is on Titan. Biggest fish we had on the Titan guiding was 53 inches. Right. And we got multiple 50s and tons of big 40s. We got fish in Wisconsin on it. We got fish down south. I got fish everywhere in between. But what it boils down to is ease of use. And so if you're like, yeah, I don't fish dive and rise, if you're like one of those guys, because I did it forever, where I was fishing too many gliders and I'm fishing too many crankbaits because whipping out a freaking Suic or another dive and rise bait was like pulling teeth because you go, this thing's not going to run and I don't want to fool with it. The difference with the Titan is this, and this is just the fact of the matter. As a full-time guy that's on the water every friggin' day, I do not want to have to change my headspace to fish a bait class, right? So I pick up my Shield Rod or my St. Croix or my Skix or whatever the hell I'm throwing, or a Chaos Rod or whatever. And I got my rod I'm throwing for that day. I'm throwing my Bulldogs. I'm throwing my Bucktails. I'm throwing my Crankbaits. I'm throwing everything on that rod. And then, man, I should fish a dive and rise bait. And now it's not as easy, right? All the other bait classes are perfect. Dive and rise bait has suffered because there's not been baits that run right out of the box. The Titan, you get out of the box, you take out the package, it can catch a fish, no questions asked. So that was the biggest thing of taking that component out, because I was getting
you touched on that earlier about use a 9.6 rod almost all the time.
You got
your one rod, your one primary rod ready to go, and a traditional dive rise baits 9.6 rod, Titan, no problem,
and it doesn't have to be a 9.6. It can be any. Like I said,
I'm just saying
that's what. Yeah, you don't have to break.
If the client had that, how difficult it would be?
Impossible
for a traditional. It would be impossible to learn that in the space of a half day guide trip.
Right.
How much time you want to spend teaching them? It's like no.
We get need something to catch in their fish. Hands.
Yeah, you're right. Right.
That's the problem. What I'm getting at with the guide thing is like, if somebody says I want to learn something, we will stop and we will teach and we will learn and we will enjoy. Right. 99% of your people don't care about learning. They want to catch fish. So dive and rise is off the table because you go, okay, crap. I've got to sit here and show them how to work a bait that takes a little bit of finesse. I took
the, and you're hoping the conditions are good enough for them to be able to concept that, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, if the water's not clear enough or it's too right. choppy, they can't see how the bait's reacting and it'll all be for naught, you know.
Right. And so from the guide perspective, I went, here's this entire class of baits that I cannot fish with clients. And I would go on streaks, Jay, of like 3 weeks where I caught every fish and handed them gladly. But clients weren't hooking fish because they were on a dive and rise bite. And I'm sitting here going, okay, Matilda and Bob, you know, here's 65-year-old Matilda and Bob. All right, we're going to show you how to fish a dive and rise bait. Right? And they're not having fun, and I'm not having fun. Dude, I'll tell you what it boils down to with a Titan, and I'll shut up about it. Get one, you pick it off the deck of your boat, you hook it on, and you work it like any other bait you have in the boat. And you don't have to think about it. That's it. No more tweaking, no more tuning, no more nothing. If it's, guess what? If it's summertime, just leave it unweighted. If you're fishing cold, put the big weight or both on it or whatever and play with that. You know, if you're like me, I'm always tweaking stuff, but like, you can, like, that was the biggest thing, dude. Like, okay, imagine you go from crankbaits to glide baits to dive and rise. It's like, ugh, I got to fool with this shit, right? Is the bait running right? Is it blowing out, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
with the Titan, you just go, okay, I'm going to throw dive and rise, and I'm going to throw glides. And it's the same amount of ease because, the frustration for me was, like, once the Hellhound came out, I don't give, and I get it, dude. There's some like crazy great glide baits, Lynchums, or, you know, some of the crazy esoteric ones. They're awesome. But like Hellhound and some of these baits that broke through on the ease of use, that's what I'm getting at. Of like, it's that same level of like, okay, it's automatic. It's going to work. That's the Titan. There's no thinking about it. You just strap that thing on and throw and go. And that's what uh-huh. I like about that is, like, I've seen, because I've had the Vantage for the last year, that I now am throwing way more dive and rise. Now, obviously, it's biased because I'm playing with the baits, and I try to only fish what's appropriate. But it's not that headache of going, ugh, got to tune the old bait. Ugh, is it out of tune? Because I spent a bunch of years not throwing enough dive and rise because I didn't want to fool with the bullshit.
And I've got one dive and rise with me. It's a traditional style. Right. It's unweighted, let's say. And it's running. I can't get more than two and a half, maybe 3 feet out of it on a, right. you know, on a real aggressive pull. And it's like, it needs to be deeper. It needs to be popping weed tops or whatever at 5 feet.
But you can, oh, you ain't got to mess okay. with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I got to add weight to this thing. Well, if you did need to change your Titan up, you only have two or three of them, one with, you know, each different weight system ready to go. It's like, boom, you got all your depths covered.
And the thing is, if you only had one of them, you got all the depths covered.
Yeah. Well, if you get a screwdriver handy, yeah, bingo.
You should have, if you don't
10
have a,
seconds.
If you don't have a screwdriver on your boat, you're foolish anyway. You're screwed.
Right.
But
it's all you need.
You know, or I keep one on my key ring for actually, I do that too because I have a flat head for like phantom weights and a little mm-hmm. Phillips head for like tightening reels. That's a good thing, by the way, guys, is they make these little key ring Phillips heads and flat heads. And you should have one of these on you for tightening reel screws up, if nothing else.
That's a great idea. So many people lose those. They work themselves loose.
They work out and you know notice it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're scrambling to find the proper replacement.
So
yeah.
We need to find some of these for the shop, like the ones that just go on your key ring, because they're convenient to have. But I just do that with the Titan. It's just like, okay, play with it and go. So I've covered that it's dummy proof. Clients, Matt from Illinois, one of the guys, he brought his dad out. His dad had never fished dive and rise. Matt, a good buddy that texts me, Ben, makes Spitfire. A bunch of these guys have fished it on my boat, and it's not just me. Jay's fished it. Jim's fished it. Al Frost, within 3 minutes of throwing it, caught a fish.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And what I'll say is this. There's no wrong way to fish it. So it literally, finally, for the love of God, I'm so happy to say that there is a dive and rise bait that anyone can fish straight out of the box. That is the biggest win, period. So if you're new to dive and rise, this is for you. If you're like a dive and rise aficionado, just wait. You're going to crap your pants because you're going to see what this thing will do. The mm-hmm. other thing I'd bring up with Titan before I'm sorry to wear you guys out, but I waited a year. The other thing I'd say with this bait is this. If you troll, watch your ass with this thing, boys. This is a trolling machine.
I have not trolled with it.
Well, as you know, it shudders, right, Jay? It shudders on the retrieve. So if you throw out a Titan out and straight retrieve it. The other thing is I got an email about this week, Jay. There's a video that popped up on the Titan listing where I'm ripping it in a pull, and guy said, can you really pull it that hard or are you faking it, right?
Well, absolutely you can.
You can rip a Titan as hard as you can rip a pounder, period. Mm-hmm. It will mm-hmm. not blow out. Why, Jay? Math. Right?
I'm good. Algebra.
Algebra and geometry and physics. The original name of this bait when it was a project was actually called the Vector, which Vector is just a linear line of force and physics, because that's what's going on here, and it self-corrects. But so you can rip this bait as hard as you want. So couple tricks with the Titan. If you have ever trolled a dive and rise bait in your prop wash, you know how effective they are. The Titan is wicked. The Titan actually hunts side to side. So this bait will wander side to side while it's trolled. It self-correct.
How cool is that?
So,
wow.
As you're reeling it, trolling it, and what I'd recommend you do is you'll see what I'm talking about is just like stick it down in the water beside the boat 2-3 miles an hour, right? And let a little line out and watch the bait. The bait is going to shudder like a crank. It's going to violently shake side to side, and it starts walking left to right. And so what's cool with this bait is it's the ultimate prop wash trolling bait. I have smoked more fish in the wash with this bait than any other bait. Literally, hands down, is my number one producing prop wash trolling bait I've ever owned. And I'm obviously biased, and I've obviously trolled the shit out of it, my prop wash. But, like, the guys that know what I'm talking about are guys that have trolled sledges, right? If you've ever trolled a sledge, if you've ever trolled a Suic in your prop wash, you know how good they can be. The Titan's going to eat their lunch. So it's got the plastic moving on the tail. It's got the vibration there. And the fact that it's got the side-to-side wander, because a sledge will hunt a little bit, Jay.
Yeah.
The Titan hunts better. So it's going to hunt side-to-side. It's going to wander side-to-side. And now, instead of just having a left-to-right wander, it's got a shimmy. So you've got belly roll, you got left-to-right wander, and you got the vibration and the movement of the tail as a visual appeal. It is bad in the troll. Like, there are guys that I know I've talked to already, like, that have seen it and we've trolled it on the boat. They're waiting for this thing to troll. Next, the other trick with this thing is ripping it while trolling, right? So you put the big heavy weight on there and you're trolling, say, 1-2 miles an hour and ripping that thing while you're moving forward with the rod in your hand, right? That is a trick with other dive and rise baits, but it works with this thing too. You put your heavy weight in it, and you troll for it, and you have somebody holding that rod and ripping this thing and giving it slack so it floats up. It's devastating. So what's neat with the bait is because it self-corrects, it's not going to blow out. So it's not going to blow out while you're casting, so it's not going to blow out while you troll. And so you can work this thing super aggressive in the prop wash. You can work it super aggressive by ripping it while driving, which guys have done with Suics and dive and rise baits there at those lower speeds. So having that in your repertoire is kind of nasty, man. I'm just telling you all the things I've done with this thing that have been producing. But probably, like I said, the biggest thing is that ability to hunt in the wash is just silly. And when you see it, you'll go, that's ridiculous that it's doing it that well. Other stuff, man, I'm just telling you, because the stuff that I've done with this bait that I'm so excited about, which would be a lot of stuff that you know, the back and out nature of it, Jay, and you've seen that, has been so good. Because all your other dive and rise baits, they go down, they come up from where you stop them pretty much, right? They don't go backwards. And so with the Titan, Jay, you've seen it. You pull it down, it goes backwards. Yep. And so I can't tell you guys, and just a quick hint, if you see the fish, let off of that thing and let it go back towards him and see what happens.
And see what happens, yeah.
So all of our other musky baits, like if you think about your other dive and rise baits you've seen, when you stop them, they float up, right? The Titan is going to go back at the same angle at which you pulled it. So you pull it down, it goes backwards at that angle, right? Obviously, if you're in current or something of that nature, which I'll get to in a second. But in nice, typical water, it's going to go back from where it once where it came. So if you pulled it down, it'll go back. Pull it down, come back. Which means you can work it without advancing it pretty well. Now, it's always going to, you're exerting force, so it's going to come forward a little bit. But you can really bob it in place. And that's where I wanted to get to here. So, say we got a weed edge, or we got a rocks, or we got a reef. You don't have to work this bait where you're working it back to the boat the entire time. You pull it down, let it go back to where it came from, do it again, and it's going to advance very little. And Jay, me and you have done that on weed edges with slack line.
Yeah.
Pull it down, let it come back up, pull it down. And it is working like a fish that's struggling in this little square footage instead of like, it's just to have action, it doesn't have to advance forward closer to the boat, right? So conceptually, if you see where I'm going with this, is imagine you're working a piece of timber, which has been devastating for me.
Exactly. Right, right.
Right. Throw it at the tree branch, pull it down, it floats up, pull it down, it floats up. So here's this thing bopped three or four times without advancing very much. You will be shocked of how well that works.
It's going to irritate that fish for sure.
You hear about
more so than something burning by it.
Right. So if you want to harass and really elicit a fish that's negative or neutral, just throw it in his face multiple times.
There you go.
And it's, like I said, that's probably the one of the more unique things you're going to see with this bait of, and if you think I'm crazy, try it. Throw it. Pull it down, let it float back, and you'll be able to pull it down again. Because it's going to pick up the slack you generated unless you rip the rod 5 feet across, right? If you do a 3 foot rip, it'll go back. You might have to pick up 12 inches of line or something, but that thing only advanced 10 inches, right? So you're able to bang it in place a lot more than any other bait. That's by design, that it'll just sit there and just keep hitting the same thing. I've literally caught fish by hitting the same rock 2 or 3 times in a row. Bang, 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 boom, he eats it. So that is a very unique feature of this, that you're going to be able to work it. Now, if you're in current, duh, it's going to do that. Now, anybody that's ever fished a river, and Jay, you fish rivers. Dive and rise baits are tough in a river until the Titan. So I know it sounds like corny. I'm not trying to sell you flex tape or something here, folks. Flex tape, it'll do anything. But the Titan works in current. It self-corrects the entire time, so you can actually work this. The fastest I've worked this bait is in water that was moving 3 miles an hour. So my good friend Ben, that fishes the Fox River, that is boogie woogin, has fished dive and rise in that thing in the shallow water with no problem. You can fish this in a dive and rise fashion in current, which is major league for fishing pocket pools and eddies when you want to get, guess what, a bait to bang in there as much as you can before you have to get it out of the hole. So that is something to consider for you guys that are fishing on rivers that are moving. And most guys in rivers, dude, they're not fishing a lot of dive and rise because they don't work worth a shit in current. Well, this works in current because I fish moving water every day of my life, and it had to work in moving water. So the trick for that is you have these tiny isolated pockets that are holding fish, and you're only getting one shot in there with a Titan. It's going to give you multiple shots. Get it in there, bang it around, bang it around, bang it around, bang it around, advance. So, and also too, with the way that it comes out, backs out of stuff, I will honestly say, as far as snags with timber, rocks, reefs, or anything, has been super negligible because it backs itself out, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not really worried about getting hung up. So we're fishing really nasty stuff. And the bait pretty much where it's just driving down there, nose down, it's going to protect itself. And the other thing I'd say is this, what is super, the main reason I went Livingston on this deal, the construction on the inside of this thing, the guts of this thing are legit. Like I told them, if we're putting this bait out and you're using my bait and you're using my name and you're using my face, this thing has to be the tits. It has to be perfect. So the nose is reinforced. The body's reinforced. It is solid. It is built rock hard. It is not going to blow out on you as far as damage. I mean, if you sit here and throw this thing against a freaking brick wall, I'm sure you could bust it. But I mean, I've thrown it against dams and wing walls and rocks and trees and no problem. So the construction on that thing is meant to take the abuse. So you don't have to be fearful of like banging it into cover and structure. Cause that's sort of the neat thing with Dive and Rise is like the same with a crankbait where you want to make contact. But with this, it allows you to just hang and just hit that rock repeatedly or hit that branch repeatedly. You don't really have to be fearful there. Jay, I'm prattling on. People are probably like, dude, shut up about the Titan. But you know what? If you don't like it, sorry. So I'm excited about it. What would you say, Jay? Because I'm just wearing people out here. What would you say that you've noticed in fishing it?
Probably just the ease of use overall. I mean, when I started using it, actually, after you left on your trip, I was using that around weeds a lot. And it was getting closer to September. And, you know, there was more of a weed bite, and I was fishing weed pockets. So I was running that thing unweighted and popping it in there. It's so weedless.
Yeah,
that's one thing I don't think we talked about.
No,
it. It really is. I mean, it's nose down and it'll slide through. If you're in weeds, if you get it hung up or snag, all you got to do is let off and give it the pause, and it usually backs up. Mm-hmm. And if it does get a little bit of garbage on it, snap it once. It usually cleans itself off.
Yeah.
And quite often that's the trigger that gets bites, you know. And yeah, just remarkably easy to use. It's the perfect weight. There is no issues casting and having to worry about any kind of overrun or backlash situation.
I will say this. That's one thing, dude, you were cracking up about is like this is – this is not planned in the design, but it worked because the Titan is obviously designed to self-correct and always make it where if you're ripping it, it's always going to do what you want it to do, right, underwater. Mm-hmm. But when you cast it, you'll watch it fix itself in the air. Like, you know what I'm talking about? So you can bomb. That's the one thing, dude. You can bomb this lure. Like a lot of their Dive and Rise baits, like they get all flappy in the air. Like the Titan just goes zipping out because you'll see it curveball in the air.
Well, that's the artificial intelligence built in with the EDF system.
No, math. It's math. And math doesn't lie. And so if you're using pin force and vectors to build a bait, it will freaking do it back. It's funny because it goes out there backwards, like bomb it out. Like you guys
no,
are like,
yeah,
you'll see it. Like if you and you guys throw and you go, he's full of shit. And you go, you'll watch this thing just go like fix itself in the air. It's like, it'll sort of curveball and end up back straight. But you know, it's like you said, the weedless thing. You were fishing a lot of it like solo on the deep edges, and then you know what else, man? Like I'm sure people hear me sick of hearing me say it.
Yeah, I was fishing weed edges into the weeds, and then bringing them out. So I was not obviously positioned outside the weed edge. You know, my first solo trip with it on that one lake where we started your trip actually.
Yeah. I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. In the spot where actually about 20 yards from, remember that one you caught on that glide bait in that bay, right in that area.
Right in that area.
And you know what? And we never talked about, we saw the first day with neighbor Steve, we saw, it was a 4-footer if it was an inch on that point in another 20 yards from, But anyway, I was in that area. And which is a nice 10-foot area, you know, drop off. That's where the weeds end. But there's scattered weeds on the outside, and I'm punching through that. and I ripped, you know, cleaning the bait off, bam. And then the first one I got was on a figure eight.
Mm-hmm.
Not a true figure eight, but I mean, I had done a big L turn and started to, and get, you know, yeah, hit it right at the bolt. So yeah, that was the first one, the first muskie I caught on it. So,
isn't it? I remember that conversation though too, where I'm telling you, you're like, you're telling me to figure eight this like a bucktail or crank, but I'm like, yes, Jay. And you did it. I mean, that's the probably the weirdest thing is it's a dive and rise bait, but that's what you got to do with it.
Yeah.
Which is so much easier than this other crap with dive and rise baits.
Yeah.
And it, I think, like you said, that was the first one you banged on it.
Yeah.
Just I can't tell. I mean, it's literally just of all the god crap I've ever done where I'm going, guys, I know we've harped on it. I'm just excited to talk about it. I do want to say this. This wouldn't have happened. This bait wouldn't have been made. I wouldn't have even freaking tried to get it out if it wasn't for the podcast and all the support of the app and the podcast. Right? Pulling at your heartstrings. I know. But no, I do mean that. Whether you buy a bait or not, I don't care. If you guys have listened to the podcast for this long, you know that it's not about like selling crap. It's just like one of those deals where at my point in my musky career, it's a big deal to me. I'm super proud of it. I hope you like it. I hope you catch fish on it. This is meant to sort of change the game of dive and rise on that end of things. And man, I cannot wait to see what you guys do with this, because me and Jay and Jim Stewart has been fishing it, just a tiny little handful of us have been fishing this bait, and we have had crazy results.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say that, and you guys know on the podcast, I get emails from you all the time. You go, man, you told me to do this, and I caught a fish, or, you know, you helped my musky game, or you taught me so much, or this, that, and the other. Is like, we're not into the game of bullshit, because there's way too much bullshit in the musky business. So it's not hype on this thing. This is going to catch some fish, and I cannot wait. I'm like, probably it's like a proud papa moment, Jay. I'm just excited to see what people can do, and I know it's going to be bigger and better and crazy with that coming up. Just get on it Tuesday, 10 a.m. That's Central, right, Jay?
It is, yeah.
So if you're not signed up, you'll get an email alert. We'll send out a push notification from the app, the Musky Shop shopping app. You're going to get one from Musky 360 to remind you. We're going to get it out there. And
yeah, you'll see plenty of social media posts. And I say by Friday, you'll see Elmer's space video.
Well, we'll get it out there. Guys, I will say this. And it is not the push. Like, there's a bunch of them. Like I said, I mean, I just don't want to hear about it. You didn't warn us. But just get them. We'll do the contest. If you buy a Titan, just screenshot your order and send it to the app the way you submit your questions to the app or whatever. Send it, and we will do a contest for a Steve Paul handmade Titan. And it will be a collar that's not available of something that has been whipped up in the bait barn, if you will. So that will be the contest for this week. Definitely. If you're into these things, get you a combo, light and dark, you know, whatever. Get on it. Jay, I am sorry, folks, that we took the Titan to the max, but I'm all over it here like fur on a weasel, folks. Next week, we got a bunch of Q&A backed up. We'll get over that. Anyway, 10% off at Musky Shop this week. Tuesday is the Titan. Thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with the crazy Titan saga. One guy asked me if it was an April Fool's joke, if they're actually coming. I swear, it is Tuesday morning. I will divulge, after these are on sale, I will divulge the horror show that has been getting this made. And maybe some people out there are like, wonder what it's like to make a bait that's available worldwide. I will tell you how shitty it is. Don't do it. If you make a bait and you invent a bait, make it in your garage and sell it to your friends. If you want to make no money, make a bait that's $29.99. That's, you know what I'm saying? Because guess who eats last at that trough, Jay? Me. So it's not about money. I literally, Jay, it is laughable. He knows it's laughable. Nobody's fault but mine. But, you know, it's funny. We'll sort of go into a what is it like to make a bait thing down the road. Anyway, guys, I'm going to shut up. We'll be back next week with some massive Q&A. Watch out for that Elmer vid, if nothing else. Say goodnight, Jaybird.
Thanks a lot, guys. Night.
Elmer's looking for time.